Welcome again to another Word for Today with Ray. And before we begin, let's go to the Lord in prayer. Heavenly Father, it is a joy once again to come before you and your Word, knowing that you really desire for us to know you through it. You want us to know about your ways. You want us to know about Jesus, your Son. And today, Lord, as we read once again this book of Esther, I pray that you will open our hearts and minds to understand the things that you'd want us to know, and then, Lord, equip us with the power to be able to live them by your Spirit, we pray. Lead us into all truth today. We'll give you thanks for doing so. In Jesus' name, amen. The title to today's lesson is A Feast, A Good Day, and New Jews, and it's taken from the book of Esther, chapter 8, and verse 17. The celebration of the Jews began because the edict to destroy them could be defended against in the kingdom of Persia. Although people from everywhere in the 127 provinces were commanded to destroy the Jews by the first law inspired by wicked, deceased Haman, the subsequent law inspired by Mordecai and Queen Esther would allow the Jews to take up arms against anyone who attempted their demise. The Jews had light, gladness, joy, and honor. And in chapter 8 and verse 17 of the book of Esther, we see more of their celebration and how it affected others around them. We read, "And in every province and in every city, wherever the king's commandment and his decree came, the Jews had joy and gladness, a feast and a good day. And many of the people of the land became Jews, for the fear of the Jews fell upon them." The verse begins, "And in every province and in every city, wherever the king's commandment and his decree came, the Jews had joy and gladness, a feast and a good day." As a repetition to the exuberance stated within verse 16, we read of the expanse of the celebration in every province. We can almost imagine the Jews when they heard the news of the couriers of the new law. As these posts rode into their towns and villages on mules and camels and read the new decree from the king, the Jews had joy and gladness, and they held feast and declared it a good day. The verse goes on to say, "And many of the people of the land became Jews." The effect of the Jews was so demonstrative that others around them became Jews because of it. Those who thought themselves once to benefit by destroying the Jews because they could ransack their wares should they defeat them actually became Jews themselves. This was a testimony to the effect that the Jews' joy and gladness had upon their neighbors. Their lives were lived before others in such a manner that they were proselyted into their religion. In other words, they left their idolatry, held to the Jewish beliefs, and serve the one and true living God. Finally, the verse says, "For the fear of the Jews fell upon them." The reason stated for the Jews' neighbors' alignment with them was for fear of the Jews. Perhaps as they heard of the fate of Haman, a fear went throughout the land. And when those around them considered the Jews, they saw them as a formidable foe. We can imagine the thoughts of the Persians when they heard how the tables turned upon Haman. And now that the queen and the second man in charge were known to be Jews, there was a definite threat for opposing them. Nonetheless, the effect throughout the kingdom was conversion of many to the Jewish religion. How do others see our lives lived before them? Do we demonstrate the salvation of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ in such a manner that others are attracted to Him? Do we have joy and gladness in our lives because we too have been delivered from our enemy Satan, who would have us to be destroyed? Are others looking upon us with a fearful reverence because we are so connected to the King of Kings? Perhaps as we ponder this verse today, we will think about the effect that we are having upon our neighbors. If they look at our lives and the ways we conduct ourselves, are they willing to leave their idols to serve the true and living God? May the Lord help us to examine ourselves to see if we are in the faith and living in a godly manner for others to see. Next time, we will begin a new chapter and see the beginning of the Jews' defense. So read ahead and we shall join together then. Until tomorrow, there is more. And may the Lord bless you and keep you. May he make his face to shine upon you and be gracious unto you. May the Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace as you continue to study his word in Jesus' name.